Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. You know, it's a busy place, this WAMC.
You never know what's going to happen. That's why it's so much fun, because there are some days somebody will throw a curveball at you. There are plenty of miscreants to go around, as well as the wonderful, wonderful tens, thousands of people who have been here for WAMC. But there are trolls.
Indeed. And we're seeing stories on the national scene that bring pause for many. How about this one, Alan? The mother of the slain soldier says Trump was disrespectful after he said he wasn't and could prove it.
Well, look, there is this whole flap. You never know what's going to make the national headlines. And as we have said so many times here, David, with CNN and MSNBC, 24 hours, they got to fill that time. And whatever rises to the top becomes the story of the moment. The story of the moment right now is that Trump was disrespectful. And it sounds to me like he was to the mother of a fallen soldier and said, well, you know, he knew what it was when he signed up. Come on now. What kind of talk is that? You know, I'm deeply sorry for your loss is appropriate, the rest of it. But he knew what it was when he signed up. It's a little bit over the top. And there'll be a day that he should just shut up, but he doesn't. And almost every morning, there's another story from something that came out of his mouth. Now, I was fascinated yesterday, David, because yesterday Jeff Sessions was being interviewed and the Democratic senators went after him with what they had. And he was disrespectful. But basically, I think he learned from the last time he came out that you can't lose if you keep your mouth shut. But if you start talking to people and telling what are clearly falsehoods, that you didn't or weren't involved with the Russians, and then it turns out you were, that's what gets you into trouble. So he kept basically invoking executive privilege and said, I'm not going to tell you anything. Not exactly the way that you would hope the coordinate branches of government would operate.
An editorial in the New York Times today. Congress, end the health care chaos. You have 9 million kids to protect. Meanwhile, New York U.S. Senator Schumer is basically calling the president a waffler who can't stick to a position.
Well, that's right. It reminds me of that dean I often talk about at New Paltz from so many years ago. We used to say, you want to be the last guy in the room because the next guy in is going to be taking whatever that person has to say as his official policy. And you can see that as the president endorses the compromise on health care, and then he has to take it back because somebody else got to him. It's going to be very interesting. All of this is interesting to me, David, for one reason. Many of the people who voted for Donald Trump are lower middle class people. They are hardworking Americans. And some of them have gotten by simply because of things like the Children's Health Insurance Program, the CHIP program. I have a friend who has a lot of kids and who have been helped by that very program. But the real question is when they get off the dime and say, well, wait a second now, they're taking away the fundamental right for my kids to be healthy or to maintain their health and see a doctor. It's fascinating and it's very disappointing.
How about this? The headline, shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. Puerto Rico faces a demographic disaster. This is in the Washington Post today, Alan,
yes,
talking about many already leaving and probably not coming back and what the political impact will be on those states like Florida where they go.
Well, there's no question. Look, we've seen this before. In the 1950s, there was a tremendous in-migration from the Puerto Rican community. West Side Story, for example, was written based on the kind of racial intolerance and terrible things that happened in my neighborhood on the west side of Manhattan. By this time, we know that people feel differently. I suspect that it is our gain when folks from Puerto Rico come up and fill jobs that are very important to so many of us. And I don't think we're going to see the same kind of terrible intolerance that we saw during the first Puerto Rican in-migration. Dr. Padilla, who was my PhD advisor, wrote a book called Up from Puerto Rico. I think people should be reading that book, talking about how things change. And once I think Puerto Ricans are here in this part of their own country, they're going to be not leaving. So I think there will be a major change in the way in which we live with each other.
And be sure to tune in at 1 o'clock this afternoon as Alan will interview UAlbany President Javidan Rodriguez, speaking of Puerto Rico, born in Puerto Rico and has helped with disasters and other things like that.
And a Puerto Rican expert.